Aircheckdownloads.com. The sound of Cornwall.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC
Radio Cornwall. Why the hell it means so much to me?
That's Katie Tunstall. I'm Julie Scantlebury.
The sound of Cornwall.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Where Cornwall comes to talk. BBC
Radio Cornwall.
Happy Friday. We're looking forward to the weekend. We're getting a bit creative this morning. Cornwall bidding, of course, to become the City of Culture 2025. And we're hearing about a couple of things going on in Cornwall which could boost our chances. After 10:30, we're talking benefits, with many facing a squeeze on their finances. What help is available? And how do you go about negotiating the system? We've got Emily Lewis from Citizens Advice in Cornwall here to answer your questions. If you want to get those in now, our phone number 0808 100 1039. You can text me 81333, start your message with the word Cornwall. That could appear on your bill, so it may be cheaper for you to email julie@bbc.co.uk. And after 11, St Austell and Newquay MP Steve Double here with us to discuss the week's news and answer any questions you may have. We're also hoping to link up with the Royal Cornwall Hospitals Trust. As you may remember from yesterday, they declared a critical incident. We'll be asking exactly what that means. We're having another Farming Friday as we meet a young couple who've become the first generation of sheep farmers in their families. And after 12, read all about it. We meet a man who's been reporting on his local community for 30 years and get his thoughts on the importance of local papers in the digital age. Our retro years feature between one and two, music all the way, one from the 90s and one from the noughties. Let's say a very good morning to the team on the other side of the glass. It's Dick.
It is.
And Dick and Amy.
Because Amy today.
Hello.
Dan Pascoe has been called away for special duties, hasn't he?
He's been summoned to the evening show, so he'll be there. So it's, yes, me and Amy today.
And it's a big evening tonight for rugby fans.
Yeah, Nottingham against the Cornish Pirates. So John Martin will be providing our coverage of that game. And Dan will be overseeing it from the opposite studio, I think.
Yes, making sure everything is in order.
And eating some of this cheese that I've brought in for him today. There's about a pound of cheese there that he's going to have to...
We should explain,
that's a lot of
if
cheese.
You're not aware, that other programmes might have sweeties as their currency. Amy, you may not be used to working on the show.
Yeah, this is weird. What's this about?
We deal in cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. We are cheesemongers.
As you do.
We prefer savoury, not sweet stuff. That's the doorbell going as well. Just for a bit of added authenticity.
Yes. It's a mobile cheese delivery person.
Sitting here in this lonely room. AirCheckDownloads.com.